Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Rubicon Theater Company presents the Out of This World musical, Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. And I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day, waking up here on with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you guys are all here, and I hope that you're going to have an amazing weekend. And I thanks all of you for calling in. And I do want to give out our phone number here. And, of course, that is 805-419-0008. And we've got a great show for you today. And of course, Chad's just walking in. How are you doing, Chad?
I am good. I have my coffee and I'm...
You're ready to rock and roll.
I am. You know, it's these Saturdays. I run a little late sometimes.
I know. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great over here, Kim. Looking good. Like another beautiful day.
I know. We got lots of things going on this weekend. And I do want to start with my show with an inspiration. And, of course, the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. And some of us, you know, we feel like, God, you know, kind of, we don't want it to get any worse, but it really is like a meter of, you know, what's going on in our life. And there's, you know, we just got to keep that in mind. Anyways, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I am Kim. I'm here with Chad and Tom. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all those great places, more chances to win throughout all of those. Also, we have a podcast. You can go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show if you miss us here. And when we're live, we're there an hour after. Also, we have our newsletter that goes out every single week, and we'd love to get your address and your email address to send that to you so that you can find out all the different events that are happening. And so when you call in to win all these great prizes that we're going to talk about right now, definitely let us know your email so that we can get you on that, and we'd love to share that with you. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to talk about our amazing guest that we are going to be talking with today, and our first guest is Sandro Monetti, and we're going to be talking about Global Alternative Funding Forum. Also joining us today is June Hunt. She's the author of Conflict Resolution and Solving Your People Problems, okay? And anyway, so we're going to start off with them. And then, again, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, Chad, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we have Caneo Players is presenting Sideshow now until December 11th. Thursday through Saturday, 8 p.m., Saturday, 2 p.m. Sideshow is based on the true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who became stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. You can check it out, Conejo Players Theater at 351 Southmore Park Road in Thousand Oaks. Call them for tickets, 805-495-3715. Also, Rubicon presents Forbidden, Return to the Forbidden Planet, starting now until November 13th. Forbidden Planet, which is loosely based on The Tempest, set on a spaceship sometime in the future. The show features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics.
They're actually going to be on our next show.
I know they are.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Perfect timing, right? We also have BJ's Cafe, a favorite in downtown Oxnard, located at 428 South A Street. You can call them at 805-487-0700. Also, Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at 277 Seaglass Way. Lore Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. And finally, 4th Annual Ventura County Farm Day on Saturday.
Today.
Yep. November 5th. That's right. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's already here.
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
I know. Don't remind me.
Ventura County Farm Day today from 4 to 9, a day of touring local farms plus a delicious dinner of tri-tip and chicken, farm-to-table salads, garlic bread, and locally crafted beer. You can get tickets by going there or Ventura County Farm Day. Day.com. You can win tickets to all of these items at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And let's just start off with the farm day. Let's get somebody out there early. We've got a pair of tickets for that. And again, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Anyways, we are so excited. I want to bring our first guest on. And I want to remind everybody, we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And we are so glad that you are here. Sandro Monetti, please welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. And, you know, like a lot of your listeners, I've thought over the years, you know, I've got so many great business ideas, but how do I find the money to pay for them?
Oh.
So what I'm talking about today is this forum that I'm hosting, which actually gives you the answer to those questions and shows you there is money out there if you know where to look for it.
I love it. I love it. So first, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be on. And as you may have keenly detected from the accent, I am English.
I love
it. And moved to the United States a number of years ago. chasing the American dream.
And where are you from in England?
I am between Liverpool and Manchester.
Okay. My family's all, that's where my parents were born. So, yes.
Oh, yes. Rock and Roll Central, where all the best bands come
there
from.
There you go.
I have no musical talent, but I do have some business ability. And then what I've done over the years is hosted sort of major events. I'm a journalist and broadcaster. Your listeners may have seen me on CNN or the BBC. And for the last 5 years, I've been lucky enough to host this alternative funding forum, the best business conference of all.
So give us a brief overview of the Global Alternative Funding Forum. What is that?
Well, the idea is that it brings together entrepreneurs and investors. And these are, unlike other business conferences, where it's all just people exchanging sort of business cards, these people exchanging ideas. It's got a think tank theme, and it unites every aspect of the finance spectrum. So we have a 40 world-leading experts. It's panels, but then there's great networking opportunities as well. And the idea is it's a supportive sort of pitch-free event where you can learn and also navigate this financial landscape, because innovation, technology, and new government regulations have unlocked new financing models. And so it's not like it used to be, where you just ask, you know, Uncle Charlie or your bank manager for some cash. Now there are so many other options out there, and those are the ones we explore in the forum.
Okay. And so why and how did you get involved with this forum? Like, how did that work for you?
I had become a managing editor of the Los Angeles Business Journal, and had a lot of growing contacts in the business community. And one of those contacts was Victoria Silchenko, who is an expert who brings investors together with entrepreneurs. And she had the very smart idea to hire me as host of her forum. And I keep going back every year. And of all the things that I do, it's the most fun. And here's why. I always think that entrepreneurs are the most interesting people in the world. In my journalist career, I've interviewed celebrities, I've interviewed sports stars, but the way their minds work is just great. I love the
I have to agree with you. I do. Don't you, Chad?
Yes.
I know. I love being around. To me, it's creative business people.
And they're very outside of the box.
Yes.
I mean, no idea is off limits.
Yeah. And not only that is, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. Right? I mean, that's really what, you know, they're going to find a way to make money, to make it happen, to, you know, they don't give up, you know? I love that. So
they don't. And the best business ideas are the ones that solve problems. And this is what I've learned from hosting the Alternative Funding Forum over the next 5 years. The ideas that get the investment are the ones that say in their pitch, here's the problem, I've got the solution. The other ones are things that take an existing business and sort of reinvent it. I'll give you an example. Uber. You know, we had taxis already, but this was a whole new idea. Airbnb. Well, we've got hotels already. Adding a whole new level to an existing landscape. And so if you can do that, or if you can come up with a problem solving or anything completely new, then the money is there for you.
Wow. And so, you know, we need to take a really quick break, but I want to hear more about this because I think it's so interesting. And of course, you know, it kind of opens up anybody that has a business idea. I want to find out should they call you, how they get in touch with you, all that good stuff.
Sure.
So again, can you stay with us?
Sure.
That would be great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And, of course, we're talking with Sandro Manetti, and we're going to stay with him when we come back. But I'd love to give something away really quick.
We have Famous Dave's Barbecue located at 277 Seaglass Way, Oxnard. You can call them at 805-485-4227, but you can win a gift certificate right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We're so glad you're here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for being here. I do want to remind you that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we love giving back to our audience. And again, you know, all you have to do is call in, get your name in. We don't just pick the 10th. We take everybody's name and then we pull somebody at random, and that's how we get them. So we welcome all of your calls. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008. Chad, what else do we have?
Let's give a pair of tickets to the show Sideshow, Conejo Players Theater, now until December 11th. The story is based on a true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Told mostly entirely in song, the show follows their progression from England to America around the vaudeville circuit and to Hollywood on the eve of their appearance in the 1931 movie Freaks. Mm. You can get tickets, if you don't win them here, at tickets@conejoplayers.org or 805-495-3715. Or if you call us right now, you can win a pair of tickets, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
We got it. Perfect. Thanks, Chad. All right. We are talking with Sandro Manetti, and we are talking about this Global Alternative Funding Forum. And so, you know, you talked about how come you got involved, and because one, amazing entrepreneurs that we both, when all of us, you know, really can relate to. But what are some of the key topics that will be addressed at the forum?
Well, this forum, which is November 11th at the Skirball Center in Los Angeles, features, like I said, the whole range of funding options. They include EB-5, which is a financing program to attract foreign investors. We talk about VC funds, bridge financing, business grants, if you know how to fill out a grant form, there's lots of money available from many government funding programs. We talk about alternative currencies like Bitcoin, alternative venture exchanges, secondary markets, peer-to-peer lending. Am I overwhelming you yet? There's so much things out there. Artificial intelligence, the importance of robots in financing and investing, and especially the new regulatory landscape. And basically, the Securities and Exchange Commission have approved the final rules of the Jobs Act. And that means unaccredited investors can participate in private capital raising. I mean, not just getting the big money from angel investors. You can now reach out to strangers, to the crowd, and it's the whole new level of crowdfunding. So all these things can be explored. And if any of your listeners go to metropoleglobal.com, they can learn all about it. And your listeners, Kim, can get a special discount.
Yes, oh, that's great.
20% off by putting in the code Radio20 or Founder20, number 20. Just put those in at metropoleglobal.com and tell them you're a Kim listener, and we'll look out for you at the forum. Just come
okay.
up to me.
Okay, perfect.
So introduce you to the right people.
Well, thank you so much for our listeners. So November 11th at the Skirball, and what time does it start?
It starts at 8 a.m. It goes through till 6. All of this in one day. And remember, there's lots of networking breaks, and that's where the deals are done. So we've got panels on all the topics I just mentioned, plus the opportunity to meet and greet the people with the ability to make your business dream come true.
Wow, I love that. Now, how long have you been doing this? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, right. Well, I have been hosting this for 5 years now, and I've hosted many events around the world. My background is in show business. I've taken the likes of Sylvester Stallone and Al Pacino on tour to do stage shows with them. I've interviewed celebrities. I've hosted movie premieres, events. I've done the last few James Bond launches. My heart was with show business for a long time, but increasingly business is overtaking show business as the main interest for me. So, this is what I'm fascinated about. Not so much the movie stars as the business stars. And I love over the years I've done this how every year it's changing, not just the regulatory landscape, the kind of ideas people come up with. And it's a great thing. Some of the most interesting people I've met have been around this alternative funding forum because, as you and I say, entrepreneurs are where it's at. I just wish my mind worked as well as theirs.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, Sandro. This is a chat of PawWorks. I'm an entrepreneur, but on the nonprofit side. So do you have any means and do you teach how to get funding for nonprofits as well?
Yes, we do, indeed. And there's a whole sort of section on that at metropoleglobal.com. And there's experts from the not-for-profit world as well as the profit. And I am in the non-profit world as well, having been a board member for several years of the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. And what we do is try and champion both arts in the community here in Los Angeles. And to do that, you need sponsors, you need investment, and whether you're seeking investment for your business idea or to help the goals of your nonprofit, it's pretty much all the same rules you have to follow. So we give you a roadmap to the buried treasure.
I like buried treasures.
Me too.
So let me ask you a question, Sandro. How much is it to go to this global?
Well, it depends on various, there's a whole sort of sliding scale of prices, and it depends when you book. So if you book now, within minutes of listening to the show, you'll get a much cheaper price than you do at the last minute. Plus, you'll use the Founder20 or Radio20 code for your listeners, so that'll bring the price down. You know, it's like a great rock concert, you know, much sort of levels of pricing. You go on there, you find out what you want, and there'll be the perfect package for you.
Okay, and give us that website.
Metropole, Metropole, Global, Global, metropoleglobal.com. That's where it all is. That's the hashtag, that's the tweet, and that's the company, Metropole Global, of the founder, Victoria Silchenko, who, as I said, in her wisdom, was smart enough to hire me to host this event. And I thank her for doing so because it's opened up a whole new world.
Don't you love that? That's how I feel with my radio show. I have guests like yourself, okay, that I just get to learn all these amazing things that are happening all over the world, and then I get to share them with my listeners, and it's like school on air. I love it.
Yes, royalties, Bitcoin, all these things I knew nothing about before, and now I'm learning along with the audience. And it's inspiring as well as educational.
So let me ask you, Sandra, what is the biggest thing that you've learned? If you could kind of wrap it up into the brightest side of what you do, what would it be?
The art of the elevator pitch. When you meet people who have the finances to make your dreams come true, they have the attention span of a 7-year-old child. Therefore, you have to get straight to the point and sum up your great business idea in 15 seconds or less. You do so first by identifying the problem, then you mention the solution. Simple as that, then they'll come to you.
Problem, solution. Okay, great. And where can you just go over one more time for our listeners all the different categories for the forum and topics that are going to be there?
Yes, indeed. The idea is that we help you navigate through the entire range of modern financing options. And just as technology has disrupted every industry, it's disrupted the financing industry as well. So there's lots of things that you might not have considered about, and these are all covered. So it's a day-long series of panels on November 11th, the Alternative Funding Forum. We go through angel investors, venture capitalists, the Jobs Act, equity crowdfunding, traditional non-rewards-based crowdfunding like Indiegogo and those kind of sites, royalty-based financing, artificial intelligence, peer-to-peer lending, alternative venture exchanges, bridge financing, business grants, and my favorite, EB5. And that is if you can get a foreign investor to put anything between $500,000 and $1 million into your company and create some jobs. The reward for them is they get green cards for them and their family. And all the construction boom that's going on in downtown Los Angeles at the moment, so much of that comes from foreign investment.
Wow.
And people getting green cards as a result for pumping money into the U.S. economy. That's something I'd never considered before. You know, you can go out of your friends and family network. You can go out of your national network. You can go international. And so, like I say, that's... there's a whole range of financing ideas. So if you've got an idea and a bit sort of depressed about how to find the money, just go to metropoleglobal.com or come along on November 11th and you'll see that there's maybe some options you haven't considered. And please thank me and give me some equity in your company.
I love it. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much, Sandro, for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that would be truly the brighter side of life if we could figure out a way to fund our dreams. And there's one way right here, November 11th at Skirball. And of course, that is the Global Alternative Funding Forum. I want to go. Chad and I might head down there. So anyways, I'd love everybody to share this. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here.
My pleasure. Money, money, money.
There you go. I love it. Thank you, Sandro. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with June Hunt. And of course, in order to have money, you have to get along with different people. And of course, that is conflict resolution. And of course, solving your people problems. So again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. What do you want to give away?
We have Laura Fish House located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake and Santa Barbara. We have a gift certificate for that right now if you call 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audience, bringing together the local talents of amateurs and professionals who share a passion for theater since 1994. Learn more at www.elitetheater.org. The Law Offices of Douglas H. Ridley. I hope you never need to call, but if you know someone is in trouble, Doug Ridley would be the one to call. His number is 805-208-0710. Douglas Ridley is a former deputy district attorney and your Ventura criminal defense attorney for solid defense when you need it most. Learn more at VenturaCriminalDefenseFirm.com. Ventura Water. Dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Are you doing your part? Visit www.cityofventura.net/.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us. We were talking about last week, the All-Star game.
The World Series.
Yes. Oh, my God. The World Series was like sitting on my seat, on the edge of my seat, you know, looking at their emotions of, you know, the pitcher and then the manager, did he take the right, you know, and they're up and then they're down and then they're even and then it starts to rain and they have to, you know, cover the whole turf.
I have to say I'm one of those that did not watch it.
I can't believe that.
I was on my computer working.
Yeah. Okay.
I have so many events. I have an event today, Stand Up for Pitts and the Hollywood Improv I had to prepare for. So, and then I have Applause for Pause. I'm just all over the place. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's a baseball game?
You know what is, talking about your event for tonight, is there still such a stigma on Pitts?
I mean, you know, there is. And sadly, earlier this year, Canada passed a law, and I believe it was Toronto, for BSL, and where you can no longer have pit bull or pit bull type breeds, because people don't realize pit bull is not a breed. It's just a generic term.
Oh, really?
You could not have it in the city limits unless you were already grandfathered in. And then you had to pay this outrageous licensing fee. And if anybody did bring it in, they would actually euthanize your animal.
That's crazy. My daughter has one, and oh my God, beautiful.
Oh, they're the
beautiful, the sweetest, and yeah.
You know, for me, bad dog, bad owner. You know,
ditto. Okay, I totally agree with that.
There are, like people, there are some that are just a little off, but that's when you have to do the right thing. But for the most part, bad person, bad bad dog, bad owner.
No, I totally agree with that, because you show them love and, you know, you take care of them, they're going to take care of you.
Absolutely.
The unconditional love of your life.
To me, animals are the only thing that gives you unconditional love in this world.
I love that.
Us people don't. We all have our conditions.
Agendas.
And agendas.
Our own agendas. Yep. With saying that, I am really excited to bring June Hunt on, talking about agendas. Her book is Conflict Resolution, Solving Your People Problem. See, if you had animals, you'd just have animal problems, right? But I do love my animals. But, you know, it's interesting how, I don't know, life always takes a little different turn. So we're going to find out about how conflicts are actually not necessary, and they're not necessarily bad. So we're going to find out. June, are you there? And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here.
Is this a huge issue? I truly don't know how we can avoid conflict, but how we handle conflict is another matter.
Yeah, June, it's really a little bit hard to hear you. If you could just, there you go. Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about who you are, and is this your first book?
No, we have 100 topics in what we call a biblical counseling library. We have books, apart from the different 100 topics, those are all also into put into small books. But we have, like, how to forgive when you don't feel like it.
Oh, okay. I'll have to have you back with all those, okay? You know, so you suggested some people are naturally conflict avoiders.
Yeah.
Is that the, you know, don't rock the boat kind of people?
You've just talked about me. Yes.
Oh, are you a don't rock the boat kind of person?
Well, yes. To put it in context, I grew up in a home where my father had three families going on at one time. And because of that, we actually, as third...
We're losing family, you again, June.
We had three... Basic, my dad had these three families, and I grew up with a fictitious last name, and I knew not to talk. I knew not to be specific, not to share.
So you grew up without a voice?
Totally. And with a different identity, because I knew that was not my real name. You eventually learned this, you know, as a kid. In dysfunctional families, people don't tell you. You don't talk through problems. You just try to figure things out. And so much later, fortunately, after becoming a Christian, and I did not know anything about the Bible. I was biblically illiterate. But when I saw people who had the real thing, I wanted what they had. I didn't know what they had, but I wanted it, and it was actually a relationship with Christ.
Mm.
And so now I had an opportunity to literally not be controlled on the inside. I still would be at times controlled by on the outside, and yet I just didn't know what to do with powerful people. So basically what we're talking about with conflict resolution, I know what it's like to do it wrong, and I know what it's like to do it so much more right. And I've learned a lot about watching people. In other words, to make it simple, I kind of set this small book up with attackers and avoiders.
Okay, so what does an attacker look like?
Well, sometimes it's easier even to, when you were talking about dogs, there are, no one wants an attacking dog. We love the more peaceful dog who is responsive. Well, if you think of three kinds of attackers, I made them animals like wolves, snakes, and hornets. These are those people who create conflict with those and who keep it going. And see, this makes them feel significant. So we understand that everybody has three inner needs for love, significance, and security. Those who are attackers, they want to feel significant. And maybe they could have been deprived significance. Maybe it's a learned behavior from a parent who was an attacker. But the point is, wolves are ferocious. They attack without warning. And the Bible even talks about, like wolves tearing their prey, they shed blood and kill people and make unjust gain.
Right. June, you know, look, and you deal with all these animals, Chad,
and
right?
And people.
And people, yeah. And, there you go. I'm glad you actually said that. That's perfect. You know, what is the relationship? I mean, you know, to me, I kind of think when I'm looking at conflict resolution, solving people's problems, you know, it. So you're saying that you were a person that didn't have a voice, and June, I'm hoping that you do have a voice now. Do you?
Absolutely.
Okay. What changed that for you? Let's just start there. What changed? Obviously, you are, you know, more into your religion, and but what in a factual relationship did you feel that? You know, you started to know who you were. Is that, you know, kind of what it is? Because what I'm looking at is we have our listeners that are tuning in right now. And there's a lot of relationships. We've even just had a lot of, you know, we've just had a couple women that were unfortunately killed by their husbands, spousal abuse. And it just, you know, we all are trying to please. You know, I think as children, as babies, we grow up trying to, you know, please. And but there's some of us that want to please more, or we stay there for different reasons. I still sometimes don't understand all those different things. Do you have any more insight on that?
Well, because my father was an attacker and my mother was an avoider, I saw the dynamic. My father grew up in a home where his father would beat his mother. I didn't learn this until after he was deceased, but the point is, he grew up in a home where his mother would beat his father would beat his mother, and he would escape. Mm. So I learned this from some relative, and I, you know, did you know this? And I said, no, I had no idea. But that explained some of his callous behavior. He was highly successful in business, by the way, and he would just forge right ahead. And some people don't think about pleasing. You and I must, because you said, well, we start out. Well, not everybody starts out that way if they literally have certain modeling that's wrong. And so what I think the thing for me is I hated what I saw happen to my mother. I wasn't, yes, it happened to me, but I my mother was my Achilles heel. I hated what he did to my mom. And so now I eventually become Christian, and I'm thinking, but Jesus was the Prince of Peace, so that's what we must be, just peace. And I thought it was peace at all costs. I was wrong.
Right. Well, let me ask you, okay, is let's bring it back to, in your book you have Steps to Solutions,
yes.
Okay? And I know that you talk about 7 principles for facing conflict. What I want to get down to is, you know, and it's interesting because, let me just see what your first one is, humility. Okay, don't use your higher position to take advantage of those in lower. I mean, that's a big one right there, right?
Yeah.
Second.
I think it depends on which side you're on. You know, a person who's an avoider isn't going to do that, but the person who's the attacker will. I think the issue is for we who were the recipients of the attacks and would be the avoider, I had to change. It was up to me to change. I wasn't going to change an attacker. But this is what was the catalyst. You wanted to know what happened.
Yeah.
There was a scripture that surprised me. It was, am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please people? Trying to please people, I would not be the servant.
So, June, I'm curious because I think I handle conflict fairly well.
You do.
And I know how to talk to people, and I know when to be aggressive, and I know when to step back, and what fights to fight. But when you have someone that you have to deal with who is an attacker, and you already think in yourself that you handle conflict fairly well, what are the first steps, would you say, to, you know, go towards that attacker and kind of calm the situation down? What are steps that you can work with someone who is an attacker?
That's a great question.
Okay, you have to have a boundary. Boundaries are lines that should not be crushed.
I love that. I think people, that's something, like, I have to be honest with you, that's something new to me. I never realized that people had to have boundaries, even families, even mother and daughters or children.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you have to have boundaries. And in talking about animals, you know, even animals have to have...
Well, they have boundaries.
Yeah. So, you know, so I totally agree with that.
And those that don't run the house. And they get surrendered to the shelters every year by 8 million. So, yes.
Yeah. That's sad. Yeah.
So a boundary, we all grow up understanding boundaries. If we have played any sport, active sport, there is a boundary. There's something out of bounds across the line, and the play stops. Or you can't run the base because they hit the ball out. Well, the truth is we understand boundaries, even borders, like a curb. A curb, you can't drive on the sidewalk or else there are repercussions. So if someone starts let's say you are with someone who begins to verbally attack, you need to already have in place and in your mind, this is not acceptable. I'm not going to stand here and be like a weeble. It's one of these things where you can hit the big inflated figure and it pops back. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to communicate on with calmness. You speak slow and low and just say, I'm going to communicate to you. I am not going to listen anymore. I realize I want the best relationship possible with you. And in order to have that, there are some things that I need to communicate. I am not going to listen to anyone. It doesn't have to be you. I'm not going to be listening to talk that is demeaning, name-calling, even attacking. And so when this occurs, I will, you state what you're not going to do, then or what the boundary is, and say, if you choose to do this, I will leave.
So you're setting your boundary and you're letting them know it.
Exactly what
yeah.
it is.
June, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us and we'll come back with a couple solving, some really issues that maybe our listeners will be able to relate to and can use in their everyday
Absolutely.
Life. Thank you so much. Do you want to give something away?
I do. Rubicon presents Return to the Forbidden Planet, now until November 13th. Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on The Tempest, set on the spaceship sometime in the future, the show features a galaxy of 1950s and 60s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout, Good Vibrations, Great Balls of Fire, All Shook Up. You can get tickets here, or you can go to 1006 East Main Street, Ventura, or 805-667-2900, or visit their website, rubicontheater.org. Or you can call 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email, address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Life is. All right, we were talking about nothing's easy, right? It's never easy,
never.
But
even
nothing
conflict
in life
is never easy.
I know, I know. Well, anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life right here. And, of course, we are in the 805. I do want to remind you of our next hour, and we're here all the way till 8 o'clock. We have the designer Ian Stike Leather. And he's going to be talking about his fabulous apparel. Actually, I met him over at the Susan G. Komen, and oh my God, we're going to find out a little bit about that. Also, we're going to be talking with the Rubicon Theater Company, and of course, that is their play that's going on right now, Return to Forbidden Planet. So we're going to have them in our studio. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we'd love to get your calls. Call in, leave us your name, your number, and what you're talking about, or just tell us you're listening. So we get a lot of those calls, and we appreciate it. We're talking with June Hunt right now. We're talking about her little book. I love it, June. It is very little.
That's a book I can read.
I know. And not only that, do you not love to read either?
No, I do, but I don't feel like I have time.
Right? Yeah. So anyways, this is a little book, and it's really about conflict resolution. And I was kind of, you know, skimming through it, and you've got, you know, how do you keep forgiving following a major conflict? Okay. That's when somebody just keeps kind of, you know, shooting on
you.
I don't hold a grudge.
Do you hold a grudge?
It depends on what it is. I'm not really bad about that, but
I've learned never to burn a bridge.
Yeah, no,
you never know when you'll cross it again.
Yeah, I always teach my children that. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are good in here. Why should I forgive when the conflict is not resolved? What do you think about that? I mean, how do you deal with that?
I think for me, you have to do what you think is right and what's best. And if conflict's not resolved, but you need to get to point B, then you move past it and you agree to disagree.
Okay.
So I've agreed to disagree with plenty of people.
Okay. So if somebody is not playing your game or isn't, you know, maybe let's just say you thought they were on your side, that you thought they were behind you, and now you find out they've really been against you this whole time. How do you move forward?
You just move forward.
Without them.
One foot in front of the other, with or without them. Because people, for me, what I've found is they will come along if they see that it benefits them. So, you know, you just move past it. You just don't, you go around it, you go above it, you go below it, whatever you need to do to get past it.
And do you
but
still...
There are times, could I interrupt here for
please.
A moment?
Absolutely.
But let's consider, though, if someone just killed the dearest person in your heart.
This
isn't just getting past because you've got these precious memories and that precious person in your heart. And I just did a thing on bullying this morning, and a girl was killed. She committed suicide. We have a new word in the English language. It's called bullicide.
No, I get that. You know, when there's somebody that can't help themselves, that's a different problem, okay? But when you're talking, are you talking about your mom?
Well, no, what I'm saying is if it's an issue of forgiveness, as long as we hold on to forgiveness, it's like we've got a boulders of bitterness that weigh us down, and we can't move forward well. And you can exist, but there's this excess baggage that you were never created by God to carry. The way you forgive is literally because people say, well, I can't. And I was one, by the way. I've had a book that's in the airports for quite some time that, you know, like it sold about 100,000 copies.
It's hard for us to hear you.
How to forgive when you don't feel like it.
Yeah, I want you to send that one to me. I would love to read that and have you back to talk about that. June, we are at the end of our show.
Okay.
And I thank you so much for being here. Of course, June's book is Conflict Resolution, Solving Your People Problems. And again, where do we find your book?
Well, Hope of the Heart is a ministry. www.hopeoftheheart.org or call 1-800-488 and the letters HOPE. It's 1-800-488. 888-HOPE-4673.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much, June, for being a guest. Share our show with lots of people out there. We are at the end of our show, and of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. And of course, that is difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. I do want to remind everyone of, lots of great events happening this weekend. We've got Farm Day, and if you could tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we have the 4th annual Ventura County Farm Day today from 4 to 9, a day of touring local farms, plus a delicious dinner of tri-tip chicken, farm-to-table salads, garlic bread, locally crafted beer, wine, and cocktails, plus live music and games for entertainment. All proceeds go to SEEAG programs that stay 100% free of charge to children, teachers, schools across Ventura County. You can get tickets at VenturaCountyFarmDay.com, or you can go there and actually buy your tickets, or you can call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
Also, I want to remind everybody, they've got Project Understanding of San Buenaventura, and of course, that is happening this evening, too. That's the Starlight Supper Club, and I would love to share that with everybody. And then, of course, we've got the Center for Special Needs, and that is happening this evening. And of course, that's over at the North Ranch Country Club, and that's another great event to share with everyone. Those are all the events. Get out of the house, do something. We are going to move into our next hour. I hope that you stay. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Write our phone number down so you can get in on all these great giveaways. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.